In John chapter 14, the Bible said in verse number 4, Jesus said, "Whither I go, you know, and the way you know." And Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" That's what I'm preaching on. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Let's pray for a moment. Father in heaven, we're so grateful. God, this world thinks they're having a time. Lord, tonight truly I'm having the time of my life serving you, getting to meet your servants, getting to worship, Lord, with your people. I pray, Father, tonight that you'd help me in these next few minutes, Lord, just to bring across a couple of things, Lord, that might be a blessing. And Lord, we thank you tonight for your people. We pray, Lord, tonight, I forgot to mention a while ago, Lord, but we pray for the church over at Holy Mountain. Lord, you brought them to our mind as the choir was singing, Sister Theresa singing, Lord, about the God on the mountain. Lord, in the absence of a pastor now, we pray, God, for your will to be done in that church. We pray, God, for help and healing for your people. Lord, we pray for the pastor, Brother Jerry, that served many years there, Father. God, that you would lead and guide him. Lord, we just thank you tonight for your love and your tender mercy. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This morning we talked about a simple thought, really, salvation in the way. And talking about how can we know the way, talking about knowing the way of salvation. There were many things that we brought out in this morning's message. But tonight, the second part, I thought at first it was just going to be a message, but I believe it would be hard to cover it without it being in a series. And actually, I think the place where the message was birthed in my heart will end up last in the series. But tonight I want to look at this thought: sons and daughters in the way. Sons and daughters in the way. There was a 19th century Scottish preacher, and his name is Horatius Bonar. He asked 253 Christian friends at what ages they were converted. And here's what he discovered. This comes from our daily bread. Under 20 years of age, 138 of those 253 came to know the Lord. Under 20 years old. Between 20 and 30 years old, 85 of those friends came to know the Lord. Between 30 and 40, 22 of those friends came to know the Lord. Between age 40 and 50, 4 of those came to know the Lord. Between 50 and 60, 3 of those friends came to know the Lord. And between 60 and 70, 1 of those friends came to know the Lord. And over age 70, 0 of those friends had come to know the Lord. I remember one summer, Miss Eve, when we were at Liberty Baptist, 3 men, all of them 66 years old, 3 men in one summer got saved. That is something that I've never experienced at any other time in the ministry. It's very, very unusual for a man in his 60s to get saved by the grace of God. You say, "Preacher, why would you introduce a message like that tonight?" Because I believe we cannot put too much emphasis on our sons and our daughters being in this way that you and I. Brother Kevin, how could they have sung a more fitting song? God's so good. Yeah. Being in the way. And I brought this out because maybe some are here tonight that we're not here for the dinner this afternoon. The Wednesday night warriors, the children that meet on Wednesday night, these are handprints. And by each handprint, there's a name. And down at the bottom, it says, "Thanks for having a hand in our lives." Brother Lance, we better have a hand in their lives. moms and dads, mamaws and papaws, we sure better have a hand in their lives. Because if we don't have a hand in their lives, you better bet there's one that wants to have his hand in their lives. And so tonight we're talking about sons and daughters in the way. I just want to give you three or four things and we'll shut down and go home tonight. The first thing I think that's important when we're talking about sons and daughters in the way is setting the example. I want to give you the verse of scripture the Lord put in my heart. In Genesis chapter 18 and verse number 19, the Bible is talking about Abraham. God is saying this. He said, I know him, that he will command his children and his household, look at these two words, after him. In other words, Abraham was not trying to tell his kids to do something that Abraham wasn't willing to do himself. He wasn't encouraging them to live in a way, Sister Jane, that he was not living in himself. And if we find ourselves in that mess, we ought to get out of that mess, amen. And some you've heard some say, well, don't do as I do, but do as I say. I say, hogwash. Amen. If it's good enough for the youngins, it's good enough for us. Amen. Abraham set the example. The Bible said here, I know him. He will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. I tell you, if you want your family to be blessed, your home to be blessed, then my friend, do like Abraham and set the example for your children. I believe, listen, not always, but I believe sometimes children grow up long about 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, they lose interest in the house of God. They lose interest in the things of God. And I tell you, sometimes, not always, it's because they see a mom and a dad that's one thing at the house and another thing at the house of God. They hear them arguing and fussing and fighting and then come in with smiles from ear to ear. And they see the hypocrisy that God has seen all along. And it turns them off to the things of God. Not always that's the case, but sometimes that's the very case. Amen. That people are just not setting the example. They're just not being real. I believe it's required of a pastor to set the example. I believe it's required, Brother Houston, of deacons to set the example. I believe every Sunday school teacher ought to be setting the example. I believe every youth worker ought to be setting the example. I believe every mom that names the name of Christ and every mamaw that names the name of Christ ought to be setting the example. Every dad, every papaw ought to be setting the example for their children and their grandchildren. Let me give you this and we'll move on to the second thing. Celeste Sibley, you're going to love this story. I can just see it in my mind. She was a columnist for the Atlanta Constitution. She took her three children to a diner for breakfast one morning. It was crowded. They had to take separate seats at the counter. Y'all remember them old diners where you pulled up there to the counter? 8-year-old Mary was seated at the far end of the counter when her food was served. She called down to her mother on the other end in a loud voice, and she said, Mother, don't people say grace in this place? A hush came over the entire diner. Before Mrs. Sibley could figure out what to say, the man behind the counter said, Yes, we do, sister. You go ahead and lead us. And she bowed her head and said, God is good. God is great. Let us thank him for our food. You say, Preacher, what do you mean? I tell you why that little girl was concerned. Because she had a mama at home that had taught her when you eat, you say grace over your food. My grandfather one time was in a restaurant, and you know, think what you will, say what you will, If I pray in a restaurant with Miss Eve, we pray, but I don't pray in what I would call a preaching voice. Amen. I'm not praying to be heard, so to speak. But anyway, my grandpa, he was a little bit opposite of that. He just had one voice, and that's a preaching voice. Whether he's talking to his wife or talking to his children or talking to the church, he just had that big, boisterous voice. And he had a fellow with him. They went to a restaurant, and Grandpa bowed his head and prayed over the food. When Grandpa got done, that fellow looked at him and said, John, said, when you prayed, said, everybody in here had their heads bowed and their eyes closed. Grandpa looked at him and said, yeah, except for you, you buzzard. That's what he told him. How could he have known that, amen, if he wasn't looking? Amen. Set the example. That's what God wants us to say tonight. If we expect our children, Brother Lance and Sister Amanda, to walk in the same way that we've walked in, this good old gospel way, this old time way, this Jesus way, this Bible way, then let's be like Abraham and not try to drive them, but get out in front of them, lead them, and set the example. So let's set the example. The second thing in the message tonight I want to give you, sons and daughters in the way, is share the Scripture. Let's not just set the example, but let's share the Scripture. Brother John, it won't be long till them twins can memorize Bible verses. They may already be doing it. Won't be long till little Olivia can memorize. She's already memorizing songs. She's already singing Jesus Loves Me. Girls, she might want to get on that bus with you. Amen. But let me tell you something. I believe the Scripture is so vital. Listen to what the Bible said in Deuteronomy 6:6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. I'm going to tell you something. Most children know what's going to be on TV. Most children know the sports heroes. Most children, are you listening to me? They know, my friend, the latest telephone gadget and the latest game gadget. But God said, teach them the Word of God. Teach them to thy children diligently. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, when thou risest up. The Bible said in Deuteronomy 4 and verse 9, only take heed to thyself. Keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before me, before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days of my life. They shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Let me share this with you. I've said this, wise men learn from their mistakes. Wiser men learn from the mistakes of others. Let me tell you something right now. Nothing wrong with a child having a degree of fear of mom and a degree of fear of dad. Somebody help me right there. Nothing wrong with that. Honey, when you go to Walmart and there's some youngin' about that tall kicking a woman in the shins, there's something wrong. The Board of Education needs to be applied to the seat of learning in a bad way. Amen. Let me tell you something right now. I believe with all of my heart that God wants His children to teach their children the Word of God. And that we're to set the example, that we're to share the Scripture. And the Bible said that we may teach them to their children. The Bible said, don't forget about those miracle times in your life. Don't forget about those times when God, just like He did at Horeb, He was speaking in the cloud to Moses, but the people got to hear what was going on as God spoke to them. It'd be wonderful if our children had confidence that God was speaking to us, that God was leading us in the way. Sons and daughters in the way, set the example. Sons and daughters in the way, we need to share the Scripture. Let me give you this, number three. Sons and daughters in the way, we need to make a conscious choice. It's not going to happen by happenstance. It'll happen on purpose. You say, preacher, what do you mean? The Bible said in the book of Joshua 24:15, if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods, little g, plural, which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I believe it needs to be a conscious choice if we want our children to walk in the way. We need to teach them the ways of Christ. We teach them the ways of the Bible. We need to share the Scripture. We need to make that conscious choice that we're going to serve the Lord. The last thing I want to give you in the message tonight, we need to consider their future. If we want them to walk in the way, consider their future. I didn't plan on doing this. God just gave me this. Brother Preston, which one of those hands would you like to see end up in hell? Emily, which one of those hands, honey, would you like to see end up in hell? I tell you what, if we got a hold of this tonight, somebody help me tonight. We'd never have a problem finding a teacher when we needed a teacher. Finding a worker when we needed a worker. How many's with me tonight? We'd be concerned about these little hands, Brother Ralph. And then every one of them made it to the city of God. You say, well, my children's hands aren't there. But I tell you one thing, Brother Kevin, when we get as interested in somebody else's kids, we are our own. God will take care of our kids. He'll take care of our kids. Golly. Brother Wade, the responsibility that we have. Sister Jade, it welled up in your heart one day. I need to do something with them 3 to 5 year olds. You're too old for that. Ain't somebody told you? All your joints tell you every day, don't they? There's same things more important than us. Whew. Now we might need to leave this set up here a week or two, Brother Al. There's churches, Brother Houston, that are squabbling tonight and fighting in America over something called a van ministry. They ain't worth it. Up there in Hammond, Indiana, years ago, Dr. Jack Halsey used to run buses. They'd buy them old broken-down school buses. Now, you listen to me tonight. Just because I mention a preacher's name don't mean I'm in anybody's camp. You say, people used to ask me when I was a missionary, whose camp are you in? I'd tell them, nobody's. I'm outside the camp with Jesus. Read the book of Hebrews. He didn't fit anywhere anyway. I'm just telling you about a bus ministry that had a desire to bring children to the house of God. And one day, one of them highfalutin deacons got together with some other highfalutin deacons, and they approached him. And they said, preacher, we're getting tired of this. There's grease and there's oil all over that parking lot. D.L. Moody didn't have buses. That's what's said. They said, no. Brother Howell said, he brought him in with horses, buggies. Said, wonder what was on his parking lot. I say, if the old red van blows up, Brother Houston, we just get us another. Because these hands, God wants us to instruct them. Listen, moms and dads that are members and faithful people here at Bible Way, The church is never to take the place of the home. They're supposed to be trained at home. You say, preacher, what do you mean consider their future? Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. I said, moms and dads, listen, you're not supposed to be dependent on Brother Lance if you've got teenagers to do it all. You're not supposed to be dependent on the pastor to do it, or Miss Jane to do it, or Brother Eddie to do it in the children's church. Listen, no. We have a responsibility at home. But what I am trying to tell you is some of the children, all they're ever going to get is what they get. Right here at Bible Way Baptist Church. Well, I want to consider their future, don't you? Wouldn't you like to see them? You know, Brother Houston, we was over there today and them youngins come around me. For just a moment, I thought about that must be how Jesus felt about them. The disciples was more or less saying, get them youngins out of here. He said, suffer ye the little children to come unto me. He said, if you're looking for a picture of the kingdom of God, right here it is. Brother Ralph liked it so good, he tried to be one of them. But he stuck out head and shoulders above everybody else. Amen. I don't know what you and Charlie was thinking. Amen. They was trying to figure out, Sister Jane, if they fit in the 3 to 5 year old children's church or the 6 and above. Amen. Brother Ralph's in the 60 and above. Amen. But tonight, all God wanted to say to us in this service is to think about our sons and daughters in the way. Sons and daughters in the way. The way of salvation. The way of service. The way of submission. I let this slip my mind a while ago. One of the mistakes that I made early on in parenting was teaching my children, Brother Houston, to fear Daddy and not teaching them to fear God. Because I quickly realized something, Brother Rick. Daddy can't be there all the time, but God's there all the time. God's seeing all the time. God's listening all the time. And I tell you, God can take care of our children when we can't take care of our children. Is it Ecclesiastes over there in the end of the book? It talks about, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil time or days come not upon thee. Isn't that the same book, Brother Lowell, I send you nodding your head, that closes out with, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. I believe it's good to teach children to fear God. They should have a respect for mom and a respect for dad. But greater than that, they should be taught that when dad can't see, mom can't see, God still sees. God still hears. And ultimately, listen to me carefully, these hands are not going to stand before pastor and give an account. They're going to stand before God and give an account. How many's glad you come tonight? How many'd like to see more children? Nassib, I think he's been about 4, ain't he, that's trusted the Lord in the last month or month and a half. You say, preacher, what do you believe about children being saved? I believe, number one, they should initiate it. I don't believe you ought to be a coaching them and dragging them and all that. But I tell you what, when a youngin says, listen, I'm lost and I need to be saved. I need to be saved. And they keep on, I need to be saved. You can look for somebody else to stand in their way. I'm not going to stand in their way. Amen. I'm going to try to make sure they understand sin. I'm going to try to make sure that they understand salvation and what Jesus did. But I'm telling you, when they're going along and they believe all of that and they want to receive Christ as their Savior, you're looking at a preacher that ain't going to get in their way. And I'm also looking at a preacher that believes if something happens that it's not right, that God ain't going to hold that against them. Somewhere down the road, the Lord will show them. Amen. Suffer ye, the little children, come unto me. I believe you could talk a child into about anything. Some adults, you could talk them into about anything. But let me tell you something about salvation. If you can be talked into it, you can be talked out of it. I like what Brother John said in Sunday school one day. He said, I'm not the putter in her or the taker out her. It takes a holy God to put somebody in the family. In the new birth. Amen. But let me say this tonight. Now, you may not believe what I'm about to say, but I got Bible for it. That holy God does use human instruments. Brother Grizzle, if he didn't, why would we send missionaries? We do send them because God does use human instruments to introduce people. That's all over the Bible, by the way. You can look at the woman at the well when she got saved. When she got in the way, you know what she wanted to do? She wanted somebody else to get in the way. Amen. I'm just glad you come tonight. Are you saved tonight? If you're not, I wouldn't leave here. If you don't know the way of peace, I would not leave here. The Lord stirred in my heart. I wouldn't leave here. How many of you parents are like me and you've made enough mistakes for three families? Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. That listen to me carefully. That ought to cause us, some of us that's been down the trail a little ways, some further than others. When we see young families, Brother Houston, we ought to lift them up in prayer. Brother John, the devil hates your guts. He wants your boy. He wants him. You ain't giving him up, are you, brother? Stand and fight the good fight of faith. That's what Abraham did. Amen. That's what we ought to want to do. The glory of God. Appreciate you being here tonight. Amen. I believe the Lord has orchestrated the service, don't you? Somebody said it's good to go to God's house and find him at home. I'm glad he's not on the outside knocking, trying to get in. Amen. Let's stand tonight. We'll be dismissed in a word of prayer. If you need us, why, anytime, holler at us. Hang around after church anytime. If you need anything, we'll do our best to be there for you. Amen.